Every fall, about 4 million students enter the eighth grade in this country. Over 1 million of them will not graduate from high school. Many won't even make it past the 10th grade. It's a very serious problem, but as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, you wouldn't know it by looking at the dropout data that most states and the federal government are releasing these days.
The nation's high school dropout rate, according to the U.S. Department of Education, is no more than 11%. It's the lowest in 30 years. But J.P. Green knows better. Green, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute in New York City, says the government leaves out all kinds of kids who don't graduate from high school.
They've excluded students who go to prison, for example, from being counted as dropouts because they're thinking schools can't be held responsible if a child goes off to prison. It's not their fault. There's nothing they can do about it.
Green was a professor at the University of Texas at Austin back in 1997 when he first started questioning the reliability of the dropout data that states were reporting, data that to this day is misleading, says Green.
In some places around the country, and in Texas in particular, the official graduation rates are simply implausible, given my estimate.
Green says if the U.S. government reported the percentage of ninth graders not enrolled in 12th grade 3 years later, the national dropout rate would be closer to 33%. The same is true in Texas, where Green estimates that the dropout rate is also about 33%, not 4.2%, as state officials claim. It's easy to camouflage the problem. In Texas, for example, students that drop out of school are not counted if they say they're going to enroll in an adult education program or GED program. High school seniors who flunk the state's graduation exam aren't counted either. And then, says Green, there are all those dropouts who are not counted because nobody knows what school they last attended.
Schools neither have the resources to track individual students accurately, nor do they have the incentives to report honestly when those students have dropped out. And it's not that hard. It's not that costly. It requires political will to report embarrassing information. And that's the heart of the problem.
Texas state education officials initially agreed to talk to NPR for this story, but later declined. Texas, though, is not the only state that has problems counting dropouts. Mississippi reports that only 1% of its students drop out. Florida and California, 3%. Researchers at Northeastern University in Boston have concluded that the dropout data in 26 states is so shoddy, it's unusable or distorted, as was the case in Houston and New York City recently, where school administrators did not report thousands of students who had been forced out of school, some as young as 16, for fear that these kids' test scores would lower their school's average scores. Franklin Shargill, who's just written a book about dropouts based on his years as a New York City high school principal, says as long as people can lie about the dropout data, dropout prevention programs won't be viewed as urgent. And that, says Shargill, is a big mistake.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 82% of our prisoners in jail are school dropouts, and those students who drop out of school are more likely to live in poverty, more likely to join gangs, more likely to use drugs, more likely to commit crimes, and are very non-productive to the society.
Shargill says only 60% of high school dropouts find work a year after leaving school. And of all the people who earn the minimum wage, half dropped out of school. If that's not an urgent problem, Shargill says, he doesn't know what is. The federal government must do more.
Whether it has the desire to do it is a whole other game.
Why wouldn't they?
I don't know why they wouldn't. They have mandated certain things that states had to follow. Integration was a federal mandate. Special education needs were a federal mandate.
Now, accurate dropout data should also be a federal mandate, says Shargill. Officials at the U.S. Department of Education, though, have long maintained that the collection and reporting of dropout data is a state responsibility and will remain so. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.